Love Life Women's Conference in St. Louis, Missouri, September 25th through the 27th. Register today.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message. There's an adventure. There's a journey. And if you want to replace that boring life that you have for the adventure God wants to take you on, when you come to that place of faith crises, choose to go beyond where God is calling you. Choose God. It may be a challenge, a fight here and there, but choose it. Life will never be the same. It'll never be boring. It'll never be idle. You'll grow into your purpose and into God's plan. Abraham, he had to rise above the facts. Tell somebody beside you, rise above the fact. And while he had to journey above facts, he still considered all things. Come on, he still, you know, he looked around at the deadness of Sarah's womb. He thought about his age. All these were issues. These things, you know, flooding his mind. But Abraham, at a point in time, he rises above the facts while he considered all things. You see, the reason why we know the facts is that we are not, you know, people sometimes say Christians are silly. They just live in denial. And some do. They live in denial, like ain't nothing going on. You know, but we don't live in denial. You understand what I mean? We understand what the facts are. But we understand also that truth will cause us to rise up above facts. Did you know Abraham was taking Isaac to offer him? He was taking him on a journey that God had told him to take him to do. And he had servants that were traveling with him. When they saw Mount Moriah afar off, he told his servants, stay here. In other words, I'll say it this way. You don't qualify for this last leg of this journey. Only my son. And the servant stayed there while he and the son traveled on. You see, some people can't handle truth. See, that's where you separate fact. Some people stop right there. And sometimes you got to separate relationship or association and say, okay, it's cool. You know, I can meet you there. I can talk to you there. But listen, I can't talk to you right now. I'm on a journey, amen, that's going to require truth. You're not going to understand this. You would be a hindrance to me on this journey if I brought you along. You would block me. You would discourage me. You wouldn't understand this thing that I have possessed in God. Because you are only looking at the fact. The servants just carried the load. They weren't even in the inner circle. He didn't let me in on what was going on. Had he, they'd have hindered him going any further. Father Abraham, are you sure? Why would God give you Isaac and then tell you to sacrifice him? You don't need to be hearing all that stuff when you're dealing with truth. I know the fact. I know God gave me Isaac. You think I don't know? I've considered these facts. I'm not in denial. You understand? I'm fighting this fight of faith myself. I don't need to hear all these other voices, all this distraction, all this foolishness. So the service, stay here. I need these things silenced. Hello? Too many times you got entourages of people that ain't on the frequency you on. Their motivation's not even your motivation. They have no clue of what God can do or what God has called you to or what, amen, you possess in God. They'll kill your baby. They'll abort your baby. They'll stop your destiny. Abraham left the land of the Chaldeans with his father, Terah, and Lot. And Terah was called first. But Terah had some stuff going on in his heart that he couldn't get over. And so he went so far as the land of Haran, his son that was killed. And he couldn't get over the hurt. It says he died there. Then God called Abram. And Abraham's mistake was that he brought Lot. He said, leave your family. Leave them of your house. I'm going to take you. See, Lot caused him some problems up the road. Because, see, God was dealing with Abraham about truth. Lot was dealing with facts. See, Lot always chooses wrong. The fact of the matter that the land that Lot looked at looked like the Garden of Eden. That was the fact. But he didn't know them crazy folk was down up in there. Let's move on. Abraham had to rise above the facts. Though he considers all things, he's not in denial. He rises above all the limitations of the facts. And look at this. The truth sets him free. Oh, hallelujah. I could shout on that right there myself. If you understand, all those facts surround you to limit you, to hold you hostage to a system. But when you start believing, when you start disciplining your mouth to speak certain things and not say other things, and you start disciplining your thought patterns to think certain things and not think other things, you start to rise above stuff. Hello? I said, you start to rise. First, you start to rise in your spirit. First, you start seeing in your spirit. First, you start seeing things by your spirit. Even though the environment hadn't succumbed to it yet. Even though you hadn't entered into it yet. You start seeing the possibility, the potential of it. You start realizing, this is what God is calling me to. You start embracing that and talking about that and dreaming about that and thinking about that and realize it's a possibility. It starts on the inside. And you start to rise on the inside. You don't get wealthy and rich when the 50 million's in the bank. You get wealthy when you got two nickels you're rubbing together. Because your mind has become wealthy. You read about rich people in the world, you'll find that their story has to do with them becoming wealthy in their mind. The Bible, see, that's a Bible principle. John said, I would that you prosper and be in health. Even your health stems a lot from how you think. You think sickness, guess what? Sickness is crouched at the door waiting to spring in. But you think health and wellness, guess what? Them endorphins in your mind are released. Chemicals can go in there and fight. It's all in your body. You may not need medication. Ah, help us here, Jesus. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Medication's just to help you along. Your body carries everything it needs to heal it. But if you're talking crazy and thinking crazy, you are allowing that body to degenerate. Say this with me. So as my years are, Say it again. So as my years are, so is my strength. Do you know God? I said it earlier. God gave Sarah extraordinary beauty at 90 years old. We're not talking about somebody that, you know, you look at and say, you know, one time they were pretty. You look at sometimes, come on. He said, you know, they were probably cute when they were young. No. That wasn't Sarah. Sarah was so fine. Come on. That when the king saw her, the king wanted her. Here she's almost 90. Extraordinary beauty. Abraham, extraordinary strength. Look at Caleb and Joshua. They endured an unbelieving generation. And then they had to endure a generation just didn't know. Both of them endurance. But at the end of that, Caleb's testimony was, give me my mountain. I saw the Anakims up there, the giants, but that's my mountain. I'm as strong as I am. I'm strong now as I was then to go in and order. You know what? He took that mountain. So see, you've got to, at some point in time, not deny fact, but rise above it. And start saying, you know what? I'm going to be healthier now than I ever been. As my age is, so shall my strength be. Are y'all hearing? See, when you understand truth, Word of God says, if you will say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and doubt not in your heart, but believe that those things you say shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say. Come on, that's the word of God. In other words, that's truth. You know, everybody gonna die with something. And you know, sometimes people get a certain age, they start claiming stuff. My arthritis, my diabetes. It's a fine line. Yeah, the fact of the matter may be. But have you ever considered the truth? Whole lot of facts that surround us, but there's only one truth. And there's only one truth. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the author and the finisher.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 25 of The Faith Crises, The Truth Makes You Free. Abraham is called the father of faith. His faith led him to not consider the facts. He chose the truth, the word of God, over his situation and circumstances. In Romans 4:19-20, the Bible says, "In being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God." We must follow Abraham's example of exercising strong faith, holding fast unto the word, and giving God the glory. He was able to remain free.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.